The lives of three Iranian university students imprisoned in Tehran's infamous Evin prison are in great danger, according to supporters. The Islamic Association of Amir Kabir University warned the students face possible death if Tehran's prosecutor general refuses to follow the directives of the head of judiciary, who has called for their release. The students were jailed last December for protesting against President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Other inmates who have been released from Evin say the three have been subjected to physical and psychological torture. We spoke to Marina Nemat about her experience as a student prisoner in Tehran.
Marina Nemat tells the story of her arrest and imprisonment as a high school student during the early days of the Ayatollah Khomeini's Islamic Revolution. At the age of 16, Nemat was arrested, tortured, and sentenced to death in the Evin prison, notorious for the brutal torture suffered by its inmates. Nemat was then forced to marry a prison guard to renounce her Christian faith and embrace Islam.
Well, it was a nightmare. You know, he was a torturer. He was a man who lived on a daily basis hurting other people.
Nemat said that students imprisoned in Evin today face the same brutal treatment she and her fellow students faced more than 20 years ago.
In Iran, nothing has changed. People of Iran know that if they do anything, if they protest, they will end up in Evin, and Evin is as horrific as it used to be. There aren't as many people. But this isn't because Iran has become a freer place. This is simply because people have learned to keep their mouths shut. So Evin has not changed.
International pressure, she said, can help bring about change.
And I think international pressure is an important thing, because the government of Iran is beginning to realize that it kind of does matter what the world thinks. It is very important for all Catholics, all Christians all around the world to educate themselves about reality of life in the Middle East. We deal with the problems of the Middle East no matter where we are on a daily basis. So I think Catholics and Christians have the duty to get out of their shells and to speak out, because the word is a very powerful thing, and it can and it will change the world.
I'm Chris Oltieri.